Rise and shine, Sleeping Beauty.
Do you know what today is?
Have you got any idea?
Today is Monday.
Yes, but also...
Today is National All or Nothing Day.
What a way to start off this week!
All or nothing.
But it's all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Just, I hate Mondays.
Well, let's think about that.
Think positive, think positive.
Right. Well, let's get this show on the road then, shall we?
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show, and it is just amazing how people will adapt to their situations and the ideas that they come up with. Police across the country are replacing their sirens with the national anthem to force suspects to stop running and take a knee. That is... ingenuity. That is what you get when you're faced with a problem and you figure out a way to solve it. It's the Monica J. Show. Talk and text 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you've caught any part of the Olympics, that's your choice, because there are good people in the Olympics. It's always that few that ruin it for the many. This is a quick tweet from Kari Kellerman. Americans are rooting against their own Olympic athletes because their own Olympic athletes are rooting against America. But Representative Andy Biggs sent out the best tweet that I want you to take to heart. And I want you to remember it every single day. The left's hatred for America will never compare to the love and pride we have for our country. Ever. So they can call us the domestic terrorists, even though, you know, we just wave our flags and, well, get out there and support the truth. While Antifa and BLM can riot and loot and burn things down, they're released from jail immediately. It's all right. Let them have their 15 minutes. Because the lifetime is coming. Thank you for all the memes that you guys send me. These are absolutely awesome today. What do you get when you get 50% liar, 50% con man? 100% full of, yeah. And then there's a picture of the faker in chief. The point of all of this, I think, it's not a break with reality, but it is a break, it's a shake. Literally an earthquake going on, not only in this country, but around the world. That people are waking up and seeing the people that have been elected to represent them, to take care of them, to take care of business. All they want to do is control them. Gavin Newsom is getting a huge taste of it in California. He's getting shot down left and right in the court system. And people are fighting back. And I say, good for you. Because you are now the citizen journalist. You are the ones who have to go out and do the research. Not the mainstream media as an anchor giving you their opinion, twisting things to make you seem like you're the evil one. It's about finding the information wherever you can. And it's interesting because I've actually been getting a lot of information out of the UK and out of Australia and out of well, Sky News and NTD. Why? Because they have to look at this country. They have to look at America. And that's why Donald Trump was so hated, because if this country falls, if we release and give up our freedoms, our liberty, our God-given rights, if we bow down to the cancel culture and let them win, if we bow to the American Marxists and we take a knee to them, then not only this country loses, but the rest of the world loses. All of those smaller countries that look to us to be the protector. I always took the stance that we don't need to be the world's police force. But maybe we do have to be the protector of freedom and liberty. And we have to take a better look into these wars that we've been fighting around the world, because they are being instigated by the same people. War is big business. The technology, the healthcare, it all plays into it. And everything that we are seeing going on around us, whether it be the wildfires and the smoke that we are dealing with here in northern Nevada, or if it's people in the UK that are being completely locked down again. And I say that because the nanny state of Britain, Boris Johnson, who, gosh, you know, he believes in Brexit and, you know, he seems like he's an okay guy. No. You thought that maybe, Bloomberg was bad here when he was putting trans fats and big drinks on the chopping block for people in his state? Well, yeah. Boris Johnson to introduce junk food credit score app. That's a little bit of an overreach for government, in my opinion. But as Nevada goes by California, you know, if it happens in California, it's going to happen here in Nevada. Well, guess what? When it happens in the UK, that's what the left is trying to bring to this country. When it happens in China, that's what the left is trying to bring to this country. We've heard all about the credit score system or the scoring system in China, where you get your social credits and you get them removed if you say something bad about the government, if you post something that they don't feel is appropriate. The supposedly, and that's, you know, capitalized, supposedly, conservative government is launching an app by the end of the year. Boy, this is just going to be a hell of an end of a year. To monitor the supermarket spending habits of families in the UK, those who choose healthier options, such as fruits and vegetables, or engage in exercise, will be rewarded with loyalty points in the app, which will translate into discounts and other incentives. Yeah, other incentives, I'm sure, with your money. And who decides what those incentives are? Being able to go outside? Is that an incentive? But wait a minute. Monitor supermarket spending habits. Well, how did we get engage in exercise to be in that. Are people exercising at the supermarket? Well, you are kind of because you're pushing a shopping cart, but it's all about tracking you, controlling you. Whether it be the app on your phone, the GPS in your car, the smart systems you have into your home, Alexa and all that other garbage. You're already being tracked. How far will you let it go? I slept in late last weekend. My husband thought he would do something nice before I got up. Somebody gave him a couple of Nest smart thermostats that you can control wirelessly and all that good fun. So I come out and I see him installing something. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm changing out the thermostats so we, you know, have this smart thermostat. Yeah, he could tell I was not happy with that, and they came down immediately because we have two. If I'm hot, I'll get up and I'll go adjust the thermostat. And vice versa if I'm cold. We are relying too much on these smart capabilities that are controlling our lives. And that can be hacked into. That's not tin hat stuff. That's not conspiracy theorist. That is a fact. It's reality. And if you're okay with being controlled, well, good for you. That's your choice. It's my choice to not be controlled. Mother Nature's controlling us right now. If you have respiratory issues, please wear a mask or stay inside, because right now, just in the Reno area, 250, that is in the very, very unhealthy range. If you have heart conditions, if you have lung conditions, try and stay inside as much as possible.
This is not headline news. The U.S. men's basketball team lost to France. Well, c'est la vie. Kim Kardashian made a surprise appearance at Kanye's listening party for his new album. Also a surprise, he didn't release the album. The movie Old opened in theaters over the weekend. It's a documentary about the new season of Sex and the City. A fire destroyed Jay-Z's New Orleans mansion. So if you're keeping track, he's officially at 100 problems. Eric Clapton won't play venues that require vaccines. So if you're dying to see Eric Clapton, now's your chance. And Cleveland's Major League Baseball team will become the Guardians next season. We can't wait to see them square off against the Cincinnati Avengers and Chicago Justice League. This is not headline news.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
I don't know what to tell you. Thunderstorms this afternoon, possibly into tomorrow. Flash flood warning. As long as it doesn't bring any lightning, we just don't need any more. Just bring that rain. That's what we need. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Thank you so much for being here. Well, it's official. A request for a criminal investigation has been filed with the Department of Justice to look into Dr. Fauci. But here's the thing. Do you trust the DOJ to do an honest criminal investigation into Dr. Fauci? Poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Friday's poll question. Should Mark Amadei run for governor of Nevada? 76% of those participating said no. And, wow, this is his voting base up here. Just a thought. Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Check in with Gene this morning. Hi, Gene. Want to talk about Biden?
Well, yeah, just for a moment, but I want to say about Mr. Amadei running for governor. I think we already have a candidate for governor in Fred Simon. I think that he is a very viable candidate. He's not an anomaly like the buffoons that were elected in California and Minnesota when the wrestler made governor in Minnesota and we elected the actor. We elected the actor in California. His curriculum vitals are beyond reproach, Mr. Simon. So just want to say that. But what everyone's wondering about out here, as the poll numbers start to deteriorate for this administration, you know, I was just at the gas station, just in the grocery store, you know, and 6 months ago I was thriving off a $50,000 a year salary, and now, has to put it in Trump jargon, what the hell happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, $6 peanut butter. I got 2 gallons of gas for $8. You know, I'm having to really circle the wagons here. And the administration seems to think that this is a temporary thing, this inflationary period. But when we look at the specter of another $3.5 trillion of printed money on the backs of backs of future generations, you have to really begin to wonder.
Yeah.
You know, where all this is headed, you know, but the poll numbers are deteriorating for this administration as we speak. And I just wanted to get that off my chest this morning.
Well, I'm glad you did, because it's so much more than that with this inflation, because here people are, you know, I encourage people to stock up and be ready for food shortages that are coming. And it's really hard when groceries have gone up by 25% or 20% and gas is skyrocketing. It's like, how do you stock up when you're just trying to get by?
You know, there was something else, you know, that came up too, you know, this whole bit with the spending in this, other edition of spending, another $3.5 trillion, this rolling out of these child tax credits. And I read a very good article yesterday. You know, I didn't know that, you know, that Biden was really spearheaded the effort with Clinton on so-called welfare reform back in 95, 96, you know, and he was going to end welfare as we knew it. And they finally made some headway on cutting the link between welfare and perpetual poverty. But basically what they're saying about this child tax credit is basically welfare as we knew it rolled out again under the name of child tax credit. Basically, we're going to pay people not to work. We're going to give them, the more babies they have, the more money we're going to give them, up to and including almost $8,000 a year stipend to sit at home. And now the fear is the same thing that he railed against in the 90s. He's going to roll out here. Democrats are going to roll out the same kind of failed welfare state system that they tried to deal with back in the 90s. So the hypocrisy of this president is just world class. And I just wanted to get that off my chest this morning. He really is a piece of work who ran on a centrist platform, and this isn't even a bait and switch. This is a I have my middle finger pressed in the face of America. So I want to get that off my chest, and that's what we're seeing out of this administration.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks for letting me sound off today.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate it. And I think it's becoming very visible to everybody, including Democrats, that, you know, this man flat out lied to his constituents to make him seem like the safe choice. And, well, I'm going to stop there, because I think that people know he wasn't the safe choice. And you know my opinion. People didn't vote for him. He is not the most popular president in American history by the numbers, and we know that. And those numbers are going to start rolling out here soon. justice is not swift and we're having to wait, but the truth will come out because it always does. It's the Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's just another day in the great USA. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. This is coming out on Twitter from Todd Benzman, law enforcement source. Some of the 500 Haitians that came over the Texas border in a single day Monday. So I thought Mayorca said Haitians, Cubans, they're not allowed into the country. Interesting. Are they changing their tune? What's going on? What's going on? Again, are these people vaccinated? Are they being tested? Are they being checked? Interesting. Can you follow everything that's going on? Between the fires, between the vaccination push, between the lockdowns that they're going to be trying to come up with again? It's all social engineering. And thank you for sending me this as we talk about illegal vaccines. This is from The Guardian. This was a while ago, I think. Yeah, this is July 29th of 2001. Illegal vaccine link to Gulf War syndrome. The illness known as Gulf War syndrome looks likely to have been caused by an illegal vaccine booster given by the Ministry of Defense to protect soldiers against biological weapons. According to a new series of tests, scientists in the United States found that symptoms of the illness were the same for service personnel who received the injections, whether or not they served in the Gulf. You know, I just don't know how to stress this enough for you to find out your own information. Because in my humble opinion, people are being played. They bring out this fear, follow the fear factor here. We have been supporting financially a lab in Wuhan, China. An election is coming up. This man was not supposed to win in the first place. Was it a leak? Or was it intentional? Will we ever know? Now there is a modified version of the coronavirus, which is basically just a cold. But this one's a little bit different. It gets into your system and it won't leave. Well, because no one's being treated for it. You maybe get some oxygen, some steroids. Treatments and care were kept from you. They were even banned. That's how badly they wanted them kept from you. Sick people were put in with elderly, infirm that had low resistance to anything. They died. Now they're not even being investigated because the administration they wanted in is now in. This is all connected to the Great Reset, to the New World Order. I know people are tired of hearing that, but more than you're tired of hearing it and you think it's fake, I'm tired of having to try and say it, to try and get you to look up the information that they proudly proudly put out there. Agenda 21. Agenda 2030. It's not that we are killing the planet. It's that they want it for themselves. They want to decide everything. They want to control everything. From your speech, to your diet, to what you wear, to where you live, to how you live. You will own nothing. And you will be happy. No? I'm pretty happy owning my own home and deciding what happens in my own home. Just saying. Think about what goes on around on a daily basis. People living in filth, sleeping on the streets. There's no mental health treatment. There's no drug and alcohol treatment. There's no jobs that, well, pay you enough to make a living, to have a decent home or apartment. Yet, elected representatives are taking exotic trips. People that you've made a billionaire taking flights into space. I would never begrudge anybody for making money. You come up with an idea, that's great. But when you force people out of markets, when you literally buy up all the other businesses, you force out mom and pops, it's time for us to stop and say, is there an agenda here? Because there's plenty of money. There's plenty of resources to take care of what's going on in every single state, in every single city around the world. Yet it doesn't seem to be happening. The rich want you to donate to their causes when you can't afford to donate. Isn't that interesting? These people could literally go out and take care of an issue themselves, yet they want your money. Know where you put your money, who you're supporting, what you're buying, where you're buying it from. And if you look at the numbers, if you look at the statistics, it's paying off. Worst ratings ever for an Olympics. That's you. That's you saying, you know what? I'm not going to support this. Sponsors, they lose money. They pull out. This is literally the American dream. Not necessarily owning a home, the American dream of being free. Free to make your choices. People are going to be pressured. They're going to be pressured by their jobs, their bosses, their friends, their family. Don't give in to the pressure. This is when we all find out how strong we really are. If you've been told that Oh, you need this. Just do it. Just do it. Stand your ground. Because no matter how badly you feel right now, that you're being pressured, that you might lose your job, you're being intimidated. Intimidated, pressured, pretty much the same thing. Guess what? If you give into this one, the next one is only going to be worse. And if you don't think these fires are all connected, then you're not doing a deep dive. Because under the guise of environmentalism is one of the things that the New World Order or the UN, the World Economic Forum, Davos, they were pretty much relying on that. I rely on those around me.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this beautiful Monday. Just keep saying it's a beautiful Monday and it'll sink in, and don't worry about the smoke and, well, worry about it, but don't let it get to you. That's what it's about. Don't let it get to you. Log on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you trust the Department of Justice, the DOJ, to do an accurate and reliable criminal investigation into Dr. Fauci, since it has now officially been referred to them? Or will they just drop it like everything else? Where did those emails go, by the way? Just curious. Today's poll question, Friday's poll question, sponsored by Nissan of Carson City. Should Mark Amaday run for governor? 74% of those participating in the poll said no. Don't want to see that happen. So when something finally makes it into the mainstream media, and this goes to what I was saying in the last segment, you have to understand it's been around and been used for probably close to 15, 20 years before you hear about it, before it becomes reality. And they've been modifying the weather for a lot longer than people are going to admit.
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said, everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams.
Well, you wonder why we have so many satellites up in the air. Those laser beams can be pointed this way as well. Please don't think this stuff isn't going on. If you're going to live in reality, you have to accept the good with the bad. And that includes the manipulation of everything that goes on around us. And there are real life consequences. I want to end the show today, though, with a little bit of good news, a little bit of happy news, especially for those of you like me that love animals. Just in some cases, we're loving animals to death. We encroach in their territory, their habitat. We let fires burn, get out of control. Have you heard about Tamarack? Not the fire, the little bear cub that got burnt in the fire. Well, he's now at the Lake Tahoe Wildlife Care. He was rescued on Sunday night. Markleyville resident alerted the Alpine County officials about it. Poor little thing has burns on all four of its paws. Residents are encouraged to contact Lake Tahoe Wildlife Care or the California Department of Fish and Wildlife if they find any injured wildlife out there. Tamarack looks like he's doing good, but you know what? He's got a battle against him. Straight ahead of him. But you know what? We've seen the bear cubs. We've seen this happen before. We've seen it time and time again. And these little guys are resilient and, you know, depending on how his treatment goes, he might wind up at the animal ark for lifetime care, or he might wind up at some other facility for lifetime care. But this is how we take care of our environment. We take care of the animals. We go out and we cut down the dead trees. When, ask yourself, when organizations won't let you go cut down a dead tree, ask yourself why. These people are making horrendous decisions on your behalf that puts people in danger, that puts animals, just like Tamarack, in danger. Tamarack was saved. But how many others were lost? Nobody wants to talk about that number. There's more loss than just people's structures or just land that they talk about. It's the plants. It's the animals. It's the whole wildlife structure from these fires that could have been put out. Could have been put out at an early stage. And now we all suffer the consequences. We suffer the consequences here with the air, the community and the big burn scars, everything out there now. People complain about the wild horses ripping up, you know, root systems. Well, think of all that habitat out there that's now going to grow back with stuff that shouldn't be there because it was all burnt out. We try to replace it. Look at the Goat Fire burn area in Northern California. That was really starting to look good outside of Susanville. And now it's all destroyed again. Man-made. We have to do better. And I know we can. If we all just stick together. We can do this. Be safe. Love each other.